Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with Dan McNally, the head coach of the Montana State Billings men's soccer team, coming off a couple of games against a couple of pretty good opponents. And, boy, there's just no two ways about it, Dan. If you take a look at those, obviously very, very tough losses, both of them very tight.
Yeah, very, very tough losses. Heartbreaking, really. The first game against St. Martin's, I thought we played excellent. And, you know, we did everything we possibly could to win that game. But unfortunately for us, we've encountered a lot of adversity in our home games, and we've just not been able to overcome it. I don't think any team could have. On the road in the GNAC, we've been outstanding, but at home, it's been impossible for us.
I take a look at that St. Martin's game. I'll be honest with you. That was one of those games that I wish I wouldn't have had a vested interest in it, because I really, really enjoyed it. I thought some really, really outstanding soccer. Not just on your part. I thought St. Martin's, I thought they were as good as advertised, and I thought it was just a real, real enjoyable game, despite the fact that you lost in double overtime, which, of course, was very heartbreaking. Talk about the issues of the offsides. I don't want to get you in trouble here, but obviously those were things kind of explain the offsides, because, you know, there was one that I thought, well, perhaps, and then the other ones I didn't really see. Talk about the offsides and why that was kind of an issue during that game.
Well, it was an issue. It was very controversial, and I can't say too much because I don't want to get myself in trouble. But we scored four goals, and unfortunately for us, three of them were called offside, and they were crucial decisions that you know, they went against us. And, you know, I don't want to comment on whether those decisions were right or wrong, because that will get me in trouble. But, you know, unfortunately, they were huge decisions in our season, and they went against us, and we just couldn't overcome it, because we in big games, you can only create so many chances, scoring opportunities, and we did that, and we put the ball in the net, but unfortunately for us, they didn't count. And, you know, that's the way it's gone for us at home this year. It's very disappointing, and there's nothing else I can say, really.
Well, you know, actually, what I was sort of looking for was, I was kind of hoping maybe you'd explain the whole offsides call, if you will, because that's one that I think, unless you're a real, real avid soccer fan, I think confuses people a little bit. Explain, if you can, the offsides violations and why they're called, and, you know, what a team needs to do to avoid those, if you will.
Well, the way I see it, as being involved in soccer since I was 5 years old, so that's 26 years now, is basically when, if the forward has to be kind of in front or level as of the last defender when the ball is played through. So, for example, if the whole back four, the whole line of defenders is standing on the edge of the 18-yard box, when we play a ball through that the defenders, our centre forward can't be stood on the penalty spot, because then he's obviously offside. But you know, what you have to do is you have to time your runs so that when the forward is played through, he starts off his run kind of in front or level with the back four. So when the instant that ball is played, he's not behind the back four, and we work really hard on making sure we make great runs, and I know my forwards do that.
Yeah, that was my main thing. Was, and obviously it's designed so that you don't just sit back with a forward and just keep him there all day and just keep passing to him. It's designed to probably avoid that as much as anything else.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a very important rule, and it's a very important job that the linesman has, and I know they have a difficult job. It's not easy, and especially in pressure games, I'm sure they feel pressure as well, just like the players do.
Johnson drops back. He's in the pocket. He's man number 58. Came out of nowhere. What a sack. They heard that hit clear up on the high line. Looks like Johnson's down. He's grabbing his knee. Trainers are coming out to the field. Yeah, looks like he's done.
The risk of injury is part of any sport. When injuries happen, turn to the doctors at AMP. AMP doctors are the leading experts in sports medicine and are committed to keeping athletes safe and getting them back into the game. AMP, athletic medicine and performance. Learn more at ampmontana.com.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, talking with Dan McNally. Boy, hard to believe that the regular season is coming to a close. It's actually a makeup game coming up against Rocky Mountain College. Everyone will remember that absolutely horrid weather. Just coming off a huge, you know, an easy win over Rocky. I mean, no other way to describe it. No insult to the program there for Richard Duffy, but you guys thoroughly dominated that game. I got to ask you, Dan, because I think a lot of people are probably wondering, coming off a couple of tough losses, this is a game that's moved up. You know, it would seem just in human nature that it might be a tough game for the guys to get up for. You're concerned about that at all heading into the game against Rocky?
Well, every game's a difficult game. I mean, Rocky are going to be motivated for this game because we beat them easily in the first game and when we played at home, and I'm sure when we play them at their place, they're going to do everything they can to stop us. And we practiced on their field yesterday, and you know, you can tell there's been a long, hard season on that field, and it's a little bumpy, and you know, it's going to make it a challenge for us because we're used to playing on our perfect field at the CLT on the artificial turf. So I think it's going to be a difficult game. I mean, all we have to do, though, is make sure we're mentally ready for the game. And that's all. The only goals I gave our team this year is to be mentally ready and physically ready to play every game. And so far, I feel the guys have really done that. And I'm sure we'll be ready for it on Wednesday.
Yeah, saying goodbye to some great seniors. You already had the senior day there, of course, at Yellow Jacket Field. But if nothing else, that should be incentive in itself because you're saying goodbye to some dandies.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a really bittersweet day for me because if we win, that's great. But, you know, it's the last chance I'll get to coach six great players. These seniors have been the cornerstone of our program. They've been excellent, and not just how good they've played on the field, but I really like them as people. They're really great guys, and we've had some good times on the road with all the guys and all these practice sessions. We've had fun over this last 4 years, and it's going to be a sad day tomorrow for me.
You know, it's interesting, and I hate to just single out seniors, but you know, I got to ask you about somebody. I think about, obviously, Sam Charles. I mean, it just goes without saying the remarkable career he has. I mean, it's one of those once-in-a-lifetime players. I think you could certainly make the argument, and I know you hope to get some awful good recruits, and you will, but matching those numbers is going to be tough. But, you know, honestly, I was talking with some folks the other day. I think a Tom Milroy, you know, on the other side, maybe doesn't get the flashy numbers just because he's a defender, but boy, there's a guy that's going to be tough to replace.
I think Tom's irreplaceable. I mean, his soccer ability is his first class. He's an excellent defender, but more than that, Tom's just the greatest guy you're ever going to meet in your life. He's a complete leader. He works so hard. He's never, ever, ever taken a practice session off in 4 years. That's a lot because we practice every day. You know, we have one day off a week. But Tom's been absolutely outstanding. I couldn't ask for more in a student athlete. Academically, he's perfect. He does very well in the classroom as a person. He's just the nicest man you're ever going to meet. And on the field, he's just been amazing. You know, he's the bravest player I've ever coached. The kid's never taken a practice off in 4 years. I've seen him play through countless injuries, sprained ankles, sprained knees, not feeling well, but the guy never takes a session off. And to me, he's completely irreplaceable. There'll never be another Tom Milroy.
We'll wrap up the Coach's Show with Dan McNally coming up on the third part.
Jim, the theme of our next float is ice cream. Now, get this, it's a float of an ice cream float. Get it?
Oh, yeah, that is clever stuff.
Well, that's what the first annual Farmers Insurance Agent Matt Clark Parade is all about, Jim. You know, Matt was extremely clever in helping the parade sponsor choose just the right coverage.
So when she had that fire, she came out smelling like a rose.
Farmers Insurance Agents help you get the right coverage. Farmers Insurance, do you love your insurance agent?
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with Dan McNally, the head coach for the Montana State Billings men's soccer team, as they get set to finish up the season on the road, just down the road against Rocky Mountain College, mind you. Coach, you know, if the one thing that really stood out about these two recent losses is you got the early goals. Mm-hmm. Well, the second game, of course, no score in the first half, but then Sam Charles gets a goal early, so you're on top 1-0. Usually, minus the Northwest Nazarene game here at home where that ended up in a tie, that's been pretty much money for you guys. You know, you've been able to get that early lead. That a concern of yours that you've been able to get the early leads and yet haven't been able to get them to hold up?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose you can argue that, Ken. I think it's a fair point that we have gone in front in quite a lot of games this year, and we haven't held all our leads, especially at home, which has been disappointing. But you know, soccer's very much a game of momentum and rhythm, and sometimes, you know, it's not been the fact that we've conceded a goal, it's the fact that we haven't been able to add to our lead when we've scored the first goal and then we've got the momentum, and then there's been opportunities to get that second goal sometimes, and we haven't quite taken it. And then, you know, all our teams that we play are very good teams. I mean, it's not like we're a lot better than these teams, we just happen to do well against them. But you know, they have their momentum and they create chances, and they've taken them, and then, you know, they kind of have the momentum once the game gets tied up again. So, you know, overall, there are a few things this year that have been disappointments, but I have to say, in our home games, I couldn't have asked any more from the players. I gave them the responsibility to go out and win the game and play hard and play for each other, and they've done that, and I feel we've done enough to win the games. Unfortunately for us, things haven't gone our way. Adversity and obstacles have been put in our path that we haven't been able to get past, and like I've said a few times now, I don't think any team could have done any better than we have at home. It's just, you know, it's heartbreaking, because I feel our season shouldn't end on Wednesday. We should be going further, but it isn't going to be the case, so we just have to live with it and get on with it.
Well, just, I mean, you know, there's one thing that's indisputable, a 10-5-2 record, a very, very impressive record, particularly with the competition that you've had to face this year, not only in the GNAC Conference, but certainly your preseason schedule as well, 3-3-2 now in the GNAC. You probably just answered your question, the question I've got for you in terms of what you hope to do against Rocky. Obviously, score early, add on to those goals. What are you really looking for in this Wednesday game against Rocky?
Well, I'm just looking to win the game at the end of the day. I mean, if we win 1-0 in the last second, I'll take that. If we win 5-0 and play great, I'll accept that as well, because it's been a long, hard season. The guys have given absolutely everything they can, and I just hope they can win their last game, because they deserve to, and I really want our seniors to walk off the field on their last day as winners, because I think they're all winners personally. So, yeah, just a win. That's all we need. 11-5-2 is a good record. I think it's a credit to the guys playing a tough schedule that, you know, having a winning season hasn't really been an issue. I mean, that was always going to happen, and I think people maybe take it for granted a little bit, but a winning season in college athletics is something to be, it's very respectable. Unfortunately for us, we feel we deserve better, but in life you don't always get what you deserve.
It's coming up at 2:00 on Wednesday, November 4th, at Wendy's Field on the Rocky Mountain College campus, as Montana State Billings will finish up their season in men's soccer against Rocky Mountain College. Best of luck to you, Coach.
Thanks, Ken.
Ken Adelblue with Dan McNally. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.